Hello, my name is Sandra. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am, because I'm so tired of looking for one.
You trying to get tested for the COVID-19 or you want the vaccine?
No, I want the vaccine. My husband and I.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Let me give you the number to the vaccine appointment line, and they'll be able to assist you.
Okay, what's the number?
That number is 855.
5666 5666 5333 5333. My husband said,
are
y'all still doing, y'all still in
the
65 age group?
I don't have that information here, ma'am. All we do at this number is provide you with testing sites to get tested for COVID-19. When you call that vaccine line, they'll be able to help you.
Okay, thank you.
You're Bye. Welcome. Now, you can always go online and find out more information.
That's the hard part about, you know, for older people. We don't know how to do all this online stuff.
Yes, ma'am. You can just go online and find out more information about the virus and everything. And I'm just required to give you the websites. But if you don't go online, that's fine.
Okay, what is it? Although I probably never be able to work it. Come on.
Yes, ma'am. It's ADPH.org or CDC.
You said dot org or whatever,
Yes, ma'am. And CDC.com. Oh, no, .gov, G-O-V.
.gov. Okay, that's ADPH.org, CDC.gov.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I hope I can manage that. But that's the problem with the older people. That's why a lot of people are not signing up for these shots, because they don't know what to do. I mean, it's hard to get on these websites, man. But anyway, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.